Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, welcome, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. Ah, we're going to have some fun tonight. Some serious fun tonight. Yeah, we're live. It's the 13th of January, 2015. My guest today is, well, you know, we're going to do something different tonight. Patrick Jordan is joining me, and mostly I just had Patrick on to keep me in line and to comment on certain aspects of what we're going to be talking about tonight. But the subject of tonight's show is something that I've certainly talked before. It's a whole chapter in my book devoted to this particular thing, and of course sprinkled throughout. It is the movie The Matrix. That's what we're going to be talking about today, but not as much that as the book that it's based on. which is I've talked about certainly before and even read from. I'm going to probably butcher his name, but Jean Baudrillard, another French author, of course. Jean Baudrillard, Simulacra and Simulation, which is translated into English. And I got to tell you, folks, I'm going to give my humble opinion right now. Now, this book, first of all, is the most brilliant thing I've ever read. It's not a book that you just casually read through, unfortunately. It is one where you have to read a few sentences, maybe a few paragraphs, put the book down, and contemplate. And that, honestly, from a lot of things that I've read of people who are some of the great thinkers, writers, etc. in history, that is the way you should approach all things that you learn. You can't just look at something, read it, have it going in and out of your mind, and expect to actually get anything out of it. You literally have to contemplate every aspect, and this book is certainly no exception, because what this book is actually doing, very similar to what The Matrix, I'll say cheaply, portrayed, is it's every possible cognitive dissonance that you feel. This book is literally explaining how everything is simulated and how we think of everything in a simulation, how we think of everything in a simulacra, which is literally a copy of something that has no source or no original. So a copy of something that has no original. That's what the simulacra is, right? So you can think of government as a simulacra. It is something that we believe somehow has always, you know, it's just this romantic idea of what it is, but all it is a simulacra. It is a copy of something that has no original. If you stop and think about that for a moment, it'll take you a day to figure out what that means. But that is the beauty of this book. Now, let's transfer over to The Matrix, the movie The Matrix. I'm here to tell you my personal opinion of The Matrix. When it first came out, it became like just this sliver in the mind. It was just this incredible, incredible thing that I'm like, oh my God, I gotta see it again. And I did. And I saw it over and over and over. Some people saw it and it was so affronting to their senses that they didn't want anything to do with it. But for the science fiction folks, the people who know what science fiction is as opposed to sci-fi, which is not science at all, but when you have a science fiction writer, a good one, unlike these guys, they'll actually do everything they possibly can to make it more real than a nonfiction book. In other words, they'll study every tool, every thing that they use in their story will be as close to reality as possible, even based on real things. The guys in The Matrix is not like that. And I couldn't figure that out until recently. But so I'm going to say that now, after all of this time figuring out this movie, figuring out what it's based on, looking at all the props in the movie, and finally coming to this book, I'm going to say simply that The Matrix was designed to obfuscate and confuse and nothing else. It is designed to take you away from nature, promote transhumanism. First of all, promote humanism, which is the form, not the substance of mankind. Then, to promote transhumanism. Why do I say that? Because, well, did you notice at the end, and I'm talking about the first movie, I think the second two movies were just made to cover up the first one, in case they at least left any loose ends, they were so bad. But the first one, how did it leave us? It left us with, hey, we're going to join we're going to keep everybody in their pods. We're going to keep everybody connected, plugged in to the Matrix, to the fiction. We're not going to save everybody. We're just going to improve their situation a bit. We're going to make the simulation a little more palatable. You know, everybody can have this, and everybody can be happy as long as they're in their little pods and plugged in and have no free will whatsoever. Right? Just the illusion, the simulation, or the simulacrum of freedom. What is that again? It's the copy with no original. It's exactly what we have in this country because, you know, as much as we talk about freedom, as much as we talk about being free men and doing all that, We have no idea what that is. There is no... We're talking about a simulacrum of freedom. We have no idea what it actually is to be free, because we've been born into servitude. We were born into a legal fiction. We have no concept of what it would actually be like to not be limited by this fictional thing we call government. We cannot. We cannot. You know what? That banana's been hanging there for 100, for 1,000 monkeys, and those monkeys have been beating each other up every time one of the monkeys goes for the banana. Why? Well, because apparently, long ago, one of those monkeys was severely injured and harmed for getting the banana. And the other monkeys learned that we don't go for the banana. And so anytime one of us slaves tries to be free, the others beat us down. Let me start off today by telling you the allegory of the cave. Plato's allegory of the cave. It is the perfect allegory, better than any I've ever heard, to explain our situation. And then we'll get to Patrick Jordan coming up. But listen, you got three slaves, right? They're sitting in the cave, and this is the Clint short version. Three caves, they're sitting in a cave. They've never known anything else in their life but that cave. They're chained down, and all they've ever done is sit there and break rocks in the cave. On the cave face in front of them, on the rocks before them, there's shadows going on. They're moving shadows, and behind them, they've heard noises. They can hear different voices and different things and different noises going on behind them. But you see, they're not allowed to look backwards. Their parents weren't allowed to look backwards. Their parents weren't allowed to look backwards. No one can look behind them. It's the law. And so they look at the shadows on the cave as they're being portrayed from the sun coming in from the cave entrance. Now, their whole life, this is their life. This is the law. This is their reality. Forget what's going on outside the cave, outside that box, that little legal box that they live in that says they're slaves, they're citizens. No. Now, one day, just pure coincidence and accident, one of the slaves breaks his own chain while he's chipping away rocks. And the slave doesn't know what to do, because he doesn't know what freedom actually is. How could he possibly do anything? All he knows is how to sit down, look forward, and break rocks. But suddenly, he doesn't have a chain. He doesn't have a bond and surety. His birth certificate is burned. What's going on here? I don't have a chain. And he does the unthinkable. He looks behind him. And the other slave's like, no, you can't do that. No, sit back down. Break rocks. Oh, no. He does it. He does the unthinkable. He breaks the law. He looks behind him, and he sees light pouring in, and he sees things. Not sure what, but things going by. And so he goes out to explore, and the other slaves are like, no, please. You must stay here and be slaves like us. No. And he gets out. And you see, most men, in my opinion, humanity itself is good. And so when, by nature, you know, the higher law, so when he goes outside and he sees this entire world that he's never seen before, that there's other choices, that there's other ways to live, that there's just this incredible thing going on, what is his first instinct? Is it to go out and to explore and become a part of that world? No, not at all. His first instinct is to go and save his brothers, the people that he's known all his life, his clansmen, his fellow slaves. And so he runs back into the cave. He says, hey, guys, listen, I got to tell you, there's a whole world out there, and there's free people. They don't have chains. There's nothing binding them to anything. They don't have to break rocks. We could be just like them. Look, I can break your chains right now. We can go out there. And they argue back and forth because they want to be free. Because he wants to be free, because he's actually seen what it's like to be free. He understands that there's a whole new world. But these guys, you see, they're the monkeys. They've never seen or even contemplated what freedom could possibly be. It doesn't exist in their minds. Like so many of us, it doesn't exist. We're citizens. Slaves, debt slaves. And so, after an hour of arguing back and forth, trying desperately to save his fellow man, to free his fellow man, because, you know, you can't be free unless all men are free, they finally end up as he's trying to, okay, he says, finally, I'm going to leave. I'm just going to go out there. I can't help you. You won't even look backwards to see what I'm talking about. You won't see what's causing the shadows. He starts to walk away. And what do? The slaves, they kill him. They take their rock hammer and chisel, and they beat him to a bloody pulp. Why? Because they're slaves. They're slaves by nature. And anyone that challenges that paradigm, that simulation, that simulacra, that slavery is freedom, deserves to die. Anybody that goes for the banana needs to be beaten down by the other monkeys. And that's the story of the cave. I probably butchered it a little. But what I'm here to tell you is that simulacra and simulation is an explanation of...
With no shoes on their feet, how's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Must have a code that you can live by.
All right, folks, we're back. Here at the Corporation Nation. See if I get through this darn show without my mic cutting off on me. I can't find the time to do anything hardly anymore. I'm trying to write this book and trying to make a movie. I just don't have time for anything. So someone get on my butt about this and make me put in the warranty for this mic. It's a really good mic, but... I was trying to say at the end there, the last segment, that this movie, you know, how do you know when you wake up, when you start really waking up? It's when you start seeing things like The Matrix as just nothing but a really cheap plagiarization of someone else's work, where you take a bunch of non sequitur, basically absolutely have nothing to do with the story. You throw it all together, a bunch of scientific concepts from Philip K. Dick and all these other people. You throw them together, you make a movie that has absolutely, you know, it's just a cheap, like I said, cheap Jewish plagiarization designed to confuse and obfuscate what the underlying story actually is. And I'm here to tell you, this is what my book is about, is the underlying story of that is very simply, government, the legal fraud, the person, the artificial person. When you go into the Matrix, you're simply acting as the artificial person. But today, what I want to talk about with Patrick, and by the way, welcome, Patrick. Thanks for your holding on there.
Oh, thank you, Reverend Clint.
My diatribe.
You lost your mic because you were emoting.
It could be. Could be. My words are so strong that it moved my mic. So there's a chapter in Simulacra, and by the way, for people that don't know, the book Simulacra and Simulation, written in the 80s, which is even more amazing, was a prop in the movie The Matrix. It was when the main character, John Anderson was his legal name, and Neo was his sort of Christian name, the thing we always talk about, the given name. So while he's in commerce, while he's in the Matrix, he goes by, I think it was John Anderson, or Thomas Anderson, I can't remember. This book was the box. It was a hollowed out book where, not ironically at all, at first I thought it was kind of a really brilliant prop, and then I'm like, no, it's just a cheap, these guys are cheap. Well, I shouldn't say guys, because I think one turned himself into a girl. Those brothers, those Weinstein brothers. Simulacra and Simulation. So it's a hollowed out book in the movie, and it's where he keeps both his information on a disc, which he gives to the guy that comes to his door, and it's also where he keeps the money, the cash, the simulation of wealth, right? The cash, it's nothing. It's a representation of an IOU. It is debt. It is nothing. So he keeps it in a box. Like I said, not ironically, called Simulacra and Simulation. Very clever prop, I'll give him that. But you see, putting that in there, for those that do their, do what I've done, it leads you to the book. And I'd say that probably 1 in 10,000 actually ever realize that they should read this book. And I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't got it yet, get it. And again, don't just read it. Go through it very slowly. Contemplate everything that's said, because you're going to find out that everything in here is absolutely the world we live in, and quite incredibly so. So, in other words, we all live in a simulation. We worship images and symbols, and we've forgotten what reality is. So, Patrick, I turned you on to chapter, it doesn't have a chapter number, but the chapter is called Clone Story. And I'm going to start out just by reading a couple passages here, and then we're going to go into this notion of cloning tonight, and also, of course, the concept of cell memory and what that means. Because, you had this, you had this entire scene dedicated to how humans are now grown on virtual trees, basically. They're grown in pods. They're asexually grown, in other words, kind of resembling a test tube. And the machine comes along and plucks the babies from the tree and puts them into a pod, hooks them up with a bunch of cords, and they become Duracell batteries powering the machine with their minds connected to the Matrix, all the energy that they create, right? Baudrillard, in his page 95, Clone Story is the name of the chapter. Clones, cloning, human cuttings ad infinitum. Each individual cell of an organism capable of again becoming the matrix of an identical individual. In the United States, a child was born a few months ago, this is back in the 80s, like a geranium from cuttings. the first clone child, the lineage of an individual via vegetal multiplication, the first born from a single cell of a single individual, his father the sole progenitor, of which he would be then the exact replica, the perfect twin, the double. In other words, a clone is just a replication of what already exists. Now, here's some other plagiarisms here. The father and mother have disappeared, not in the service of an aleatory liberty of the subject, but in the service of a matrix called code. No more mother, no more father. A matrix. And it is the matrix that of the genetic code that now infinitely gives birth based on a functional mode purged of all aleatory sexuality. Cloning also retains nothing, for the same reason, of the immemorial and narcissistic dream of the subject's projection into his ideal alter ego, since this projection still passes through an image, the one in the mirror, in which the subject is alienated in order to find himself again, or the one. Okay, right there, folks, is practically the whole damn movie in just the few pages I read. Okay? A cheap knockoff of what this guy is saying in this book. Cloning enshrines the reiteration of the same. In other words, you do not retain the memory of your previous life. All right? The one. Who is the one? It's simply the same clone over and over and over that eventually they allow to become the one. It's the same. The one was in this matrix was the same one in the last matrix and in the last matrix, which is just the legal code. It's the subject's projection into his ideal alter ego. What did they call that in the movie? What was it? It was self...
Residual self-image.
Residual self-image. Folks, this movie, and I'm so glad to be in this position where I can see it for what it is. Again, a cheap, cheap knockoff of what is one of the most incredible presentations of reality and the reality of the simulation and simulacra we live in. And it's made into a cheap science fiction movie, and really, without this book, you'd never figure out what the hell it was talking about. Patrick, I'm sorry, I've usurped all this time, and I haven't let you say a word, man, but I'm both excited and putrefied by these Zionists that wrote this thing.
I'm just sitting back in the pews going, amen, yeah, preach it.
Oh, projected self-image. It even mentions the mirror here, you know? It even says the one in the mirror. Yeah, you look at a mirror long enough, what does it do? It starts, your eyes start shaking it, right? You start seeing things that aren't there. So,
you had opened the show with basically saying you just have me on for my brain. Let me return the compliment. That when somebody can state a thesis and then carry it on through the entire analysis, that's the height of an author in writing.
Mutual admiration. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out, too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language.
All right. Economy, meaning household management. We are back. We're talking about The Matrix today. We're talking about the book that film was made based on, Simulacra and Simulation. Again, Simulacra, it's a difficult concept, but it's really just a copy without an original. If you can picture that, it's kind of like the church. It's kind of like all the churches. They really have no foundation. They just kind of are, and they say, this is our doctrine. Where did it come from? Well, don't ask. It's kind of like government. Where did your doctrine come from? Oh, well, We have a sort of simulacra of the Constitution today. We pretend like it's still in existence, and we pretend like it has anything to do with anything in the legal law today, and we even pretend that we get rights from it, which we don't. Any court will tell you that. So we have, again, a simulacra of what is this government is all about. It's kind of funny when you actually consider it that way. A copy or an illusion of, or a mirror image of something that doesn't have an original. Patrick, again, welcome. Thanks for letting me spout there. You know, this goes into, again, this story, this is the concept of cloning. And I thought the important part about this was, you know, as he's talking about this, you know, it's being born without a mother or father. You're literally becoming your own, it's asexuality. You're your own father. The problem is, and this is something we have talked a lot about, you have, you know, if you're cloning, what are you cloning? You're taking a cell which has this incredible library of information, cell memory, and you're making something out of that. Now the problem is, how do you transfer knowledge, experience, etc. into the new clone? And that's the problem. You can't. Right? But what happens in the case of the character in the movie is, it's not that the knowledge was transferred. It's not that he was able to suddenly do something. He could do it all along. His cellular memory was there, but he had no experience with it. He had no memory of what he could do. And so he had to literally be set free and see what see nature for what it was, see reality for what it was, before he could then go back in and completely manipulate the fiction, because he realized there is no, the fiction doesn't exist. Yeah, you have a thing and we call it a spoon, but it's not a spoon, it's a hunk of metal. So in the fiction, of course I can bend the fiction because it's not real. I couldn't do that in real life. But in the fiction, I could do anything because there is no law, only what I believe. So, you know, you have to see reality. You have to feel what freedom really is. And it's very unexciting. It's just nature. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. maybe not in their case. And then you can go back and you can say, okay, none of this fiction actually, the government doesn't exist. It only exists because it has a bunch of idiots that believe it exists and believe that they have authority to harm me if I don't want to see it, you know, if I don't agree with the illusion. So here's the fundamental problem with transhumanism is, you know, how do you transfer your thoughts, your memories, your experience into a new husk, into a new body? That's the problem. That's the thing that I realize that's what transhumanism is all about. They could clone already. They've been cloning. This book was in the 80s and he's talking about the first human clone. Cloning's easy. But transference of substance, if you will, soul, that's the thing they're going after. Now I really realize that.
So when you posed that, Clint, I threw that gauntlet out to my, I call them my data dogs, my list members that do all the research. And what we came up with was some very interesting material that's supposedly clinically documented, that when you transfer an organ by transplant that has nervous tissue in it, the actual memories of the host get transplanted with that tissue. And one of the creepiest stories I ever heard was a young girl that got another young girl's heart, but this young girl had been murdered, and the recipient was able to affect the capture of the murderer because she had all the details that were downloaded to her.
That's pretty bizarre.
It hurts to think about it.
So she's able to tell the police this, this is what his voice sounds like, this is what he looks like, this is where I met him, all because she has someone else's organ transplanted into them. And you said it's nervous tissue, specifically?
Well, that's the thing that they had reduced it down to, because, like, if you got a cornea transplant, there's no nerve tissue associated with that, and so people typically don't get the memory transfer with that. But when people get a heart, a liver, lungs, anything that is enervated, typically they get a sense, a presence, a time sharing, if you will, of another entity in them.
Well, you know, I've heard this as well with people who suddenly have an ability. They don't know where the ability comes from. So let's say I can suddenly play guitar. Where the hell did that come from? I never played guitar in my life, never picked one up. But suddenly, after this operation, I can play guitar. What's going on here? And that's been documented over and over and over, and I find that to be fascinating.
So then your question of, like, the whole Kurzweil thing, you know, traumatized by the death of his father, and he wants to put everybody in a silicon chip. Well, you can download the memories, but like you said, the experiential ability for reacting in real time with problem solving and emotion and what really makes us human, is that component able to be captured as well? And I'm going to use the word imprisoned in the new device.
Well, you've certainly talked about this before, and this has given me a whole new appreciation for what it is you've been talking about. People might say, oh, that sounds real science fiction. Not so much, considering what we're saying. When you're talking about being trapped on Earth because you keep getting, you know, a cutting of you keeps getting reborn and reborn and reborn like a geranium, well, then, gee, maybe there's something to your theory of hell on Earth.
And see, what I do is I do like you do, and that when I was giving you that praise before the break, well, I realized what Clint Richardson does. If everybody goes and watches this PBS video called The Colors of Infinity, it's hosted by Arthur C. Clarke, and he will take you through a really brilliantly colored guided tour through the Mandelbrot set. That's one of the simplest iterative equations. It's a function generator in math. You put in some numbers, you get out other numbers, you draw a picture. Well, the Mandelbrot set contains all of the other mathematical sets, and you can go in infinitely, you can pull out infinitely, and although the patterns are intricate and they have individual unique changes, they're self-similar. And so when I read Simulacra, Simulation, that's what his genius was. He was describing this fractal self-similarity to us. Mm. When I listen to you speak and you talk about his work and your work as a cohesive whole, you're just taking us through this fractal, colorful pattern, and you're showing us the intricacies of it. But the problem is that we are locked into the equation.
Well, you know, so you're talking about the fractal, and that's interesting because, you know, technically, when in the movie that's portrayed as the little lines or the little like hieroglyphics going down the screen, right? The little green, that's how everybody, you know, there's screensavers and all that stuff, these little hieroglyphics going down the screen. The guy outside the, you know, watching them as they're plugged in, he says, oh yeah, there I see a girl, and there I see this, and the redhead.
Well, I got
and
that. Hold on, I got the quote for you. Neo says, do you always look at it encoded? Cypher replies, well, you have to. The image translators work for the construct program, but there's way too much information to decode the matrix. You get used to it. I don't even see the code. All I see is blonde, brunette, redhead. Hey, do you want a drink? And what he does is he deflects them from the reality of examining the matrix to, hey, do you want something that's going to rot your brain?
You want an imbibement? You want to alter your perspective with this drug? Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want you to learn. Yeah, well, see, and that's the thing. All they're talking about, code is code. This is the point I want to make. You know, whether it's the legal code that
right.
when it's created, it creates a construct, creates a word DNA. That's the living creature. That's the structure. Whether it's computer code, ones and zeros, it's still just a code. It's just a language, and that is what controls us. I hear music, so we'll be back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks. Welcome back. Badgerlard says in Simulacron Simulation, again, we're in the Clone Story chapter, page 97, says, it's no longer a question of being twins, since Gemini or twins possess a specific property, a particular and sacred fascination of the two. In other words, they're bound to each other. They recognize each other, know each other in a way we can never know as individual people, persons, man, of what is two together and never was one, whereas cloning enshrines the reiteration of the same, one plus one plus one plus one. In other words, the geranium, the new geranium, will be the same as the new geranium, and the new geranium will be the same as the next cutting and the next cutting. They're never going to change. Nothing is going to go with them except what the original had. Neither child nor twin nor narcissistic reflection, the clone is the materialization of the double by genetic means. A segment has no need of imaginary mediation in order to reproduce itself any more than the earthworm needs earth. Each segment of the worm is directly reproduced as a whole worm, just as each cell of the American CEO can produce a new CEO. Boy, he has us pegged. Just as each fragment of a hologram can again become the matrix of the complete hologram, the information remains whole with perhaps somewhat less definition in each of the dispersed fragments of the hologram. This is how one puts an end to totality. All information can be found in each part of its parts. The whole loses its meaning. Isn't that lovely?
That's fractal self-similarity. That's what he's describing. Because he, in 1981, he was already exposed by about 10 years to the work of Mandelbrot. And so he's tapping into that genius, and he's showing us. You guys got to watch The Colors of Infinity, and you'll get it. You'll get what Clint and I are talking about in words when you can visualize it. What Jean is doing is just taking us deeper in or pulling us out farther to show us the self-similarity pattern, and I can describe it in the scene of The Matrix where they're trying to free Neo from the pod. When they got him all hooked up on the machines, they say these words: he's going into replication. And I got the biggest chill when I was able to view some court documents from the 1800s, and there were these pleadings that were on some really fine paper, by the way, and it said replication. And what I understood that to be was you were re-pleading the same case in a different, necessarily venue, but in a different, iteration. That's good work.
Different person, you mean, different jurisdiction.
Yeah.
As and a different so the, subject matter.
The replication of Neo is when that liquid mercury goes down his throat like a tube. And what comes out the other end? He does. And you and I were talking off air about the Ouroboros, the snake that they say is swallowing its tail. But according to the occult, this is the way it was described to me, it is the snake speaking itself into existence. And that was encoded into that movie.
Now, well, how do you speak yourself into existence? How? Well, the same way God supposedly spoke the earth into existence, with the Word.
The Word. So right? What we got is this fractal self-similarity when you made the reference to the CEO. You know, that was kind of a snide remark on the part of Jean. The CEO, any cell of a human being has the absolute totality of that person, even if it's differentiated. You can take a skin cell, a liver cell, or whatever cell, and everything in that DNA will make the new human. It's just been differentiated. The only difference between that and a stem cell is the stem cell hasn't been set in concrete yet. So the possibility of the clone is in every cell of our body, and that's why he says, you know, what's the point of the whole if the one contains everything? But here's the creepy part. When my people were sending me all this information, one of the stories came back that the government actually did a cheek swab, and they did electrical analysis on the cheek cells that were kept in a petri dish, And when they traumatize the donor in the next room, the cells responded. They took those cells 50 miles away. They traumatized the donor, and the cells responded. And what everybody needs to understand, because it worked in communications, is a transmitter can be a receiver, and a receiver can be a transmitter. When they're doing, like, traffic stops and, you know, swabbing your cheek, man, this is like being plugged into the matrix. It's a two-way channel. And so, Clint, I have no answers for you, but what I'm suspecting is that this consciousness, this experience, whatever it is that makes us more than just the code, I think it is manipulable.
Well, that's, isn't that the most frightening concept of not only this new advent where we're getting parts of other animals and parts of other humans? You know, we're donors on our driver's license. That means they're going to take our parts. There's a huge trafficking of body parts, as everybody knows. Israel's big into that. You know, if you can imagine that, you know, this, it's frightening to me to think that that is actually literally introducing whatever it is that is altering every single person out there. And then I take that to a more micro level, and I say, well, what the hell then is happening when we're injecting through vaccination all of these protein and DNA cells that the inserts themselves for the vaccines state very clearly that they cannot filter it out, which is what the cause of most disease is. You know, this is what's really bothering me, is what is happening every time they put a vaccine in somebody and they're putting the DNA of aborted fetal tissue from however long ago it was, and again, in the vaccine inserts, they tell you, in coded language, that the DNA and protein structure that the cells for the vaccine grow on, the cell substrates, cannot be filtered out. You're getting an injection of someone else's DNA into you. Now, let me postulate here as to the reason why they are cloning DNA of, or the fetal tissue, to create a perpetual line of the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that they're trying to make us very self-similar? Is it possible that they're injecting DNA into us that is fundamentally mixing, turning off switches, etc., and all the other crap that they're putting in there to make us just one big hive mind people? Is it possible? I don't know, but I'm a little frightened about it, considering these stories that you were putting forth before, which I hope you have some more of those, where people are having this kind of cellular memory that something invades their body from someone else's body and literally changes their entire being. I mean, they're or adds to their being.
Let's just, if we can do it before the next break. Think about the little girl that got the heart transplant that solved her own murder. If these cheek swab cells can communicate with the host from 50 miles away, what happens with an aborted fetus? It's going to remember its murder, and when you shoot that into somebody, no wonder children act up. I've known children that slap their parents in their face. Because they've been through the vaccines. They used to be beautiful, happy babies. They get a vaccine, and they turn literally into little demons. Where did that come from if it wasn't innate to the host?
And especially because, there again, you're talking about a developing body. You're talking about something that's not fully developed, and you're injecting DNA from some other baby that's going to mix. I mean, that... Dude, that's frightening. I'm sorry, but we live in a very sick society, and it's way sicker than I could have ever imagined. But, hey, hold on, folks. Got to go to break. We'll be going with Patrick.
With financial